Okay, so this is an emotional diffusion exercise. What I'd like you to do is just take a few moments and focus on your breath. Breathing nice and deep and slow, into seven, however fast and slow that is, generally slower is better. Whether you breathe in through your nose, in through your mouth, is completely up to your preference. But breathing nice and deep and slow, into seven. And then all the way out to 11. Keep breathing nice and deep and slow into 7 and out to 11. And with the breath, what you're trying to do is to calm the mind, calm the body, and become centered in the moment we're in. Become centered in this moment. Let go of everything that happened before. Let go of everything that hasn't happened in the future or any thoughts associated with it. And just let yourself experience this moment. So breathing continuously, focusing on the movement of the air as it enters your body, crosses over your lips or in your nasal passage, down deep into your lungs, filling your lungs with nourishing oxygen. Feeling the ribs expand as the breath is full. And then slowly, very slowly, releasing that breath all the way out. Fully emptying your lungs, completely trying to see if there's any more breath you can breathe out when you think you've fully emptied. And then ever so slowly, very important, very slowly breathing in again. Focusing all your attention on the breath, breathing nice and deep and slow. In to 7, out to 11. Noticing the ribs rise and fall as you breathe in, breathe out. Letting the shoulders drop down. Relax, letting the jaw release. Relaxing the muscles around the eyes and in the forehead. Letting the hands relax, spreading the fingers. Letting your hands and your arms relax. Breathing nice and deep and slow. Nice. Filling your lungs with nourishing oxygen. And then as you exhale, just purposefully, intentionally, slowly releasing tension and tightness. Just blowing any stress away, just letting it go. This moment is for you to just release. This moment is for you just to feel this moment as it is right now. Relaxing your mind and your body slowly. So as you continue to focus on your breath, I'm just going to explain the exercise to you. But continue to notice the rhythmic nature of your breath moving in and out. Continue to focus on blowing stress, tightness, sadness away. And just allow yourself to sink into this moment as it is right now, as you experience it right now. So this thought emotion diffusion exercise is a technique borrowed from mindfulness acceptance commitment therapy. It's got a bit of cognitive behavioral therapy, dialectical behavior therapy, and mindfulness therapy all wrapped into it. When distressing thoughts occur to us, we sometimes get hooked on them. We focus, we ruminate, we obsess on them. And those distressing, negative, powerfully negative thoughts generate negative feelings. The more negative we feel, the more hooked we get into these thoughts. The more we can pull up evidence from the past that supports it, the more we ignore evidence that challenges it or refutes it. So fusion is simply getting stuck on something. It gets bigger and bigger. The more we get stuck on it, we feel more intense, negative, or anxious. We think more negative things, and slowly it starts to become and fill our minds and fill our bodies. That's fusion, getting stuck on something. We ruminate, dwell, and then slowly we feel worse and worse, sleep worse, do less, feel worse about ourselves. And it's a snowball that just takes off. So diffusion means to separate. Whenever we feel intensely upset, anxious, sad, worried, down, depressed, feel loss intensely, we need to notice it. And then we need to separate from it. And that can be done in a variety of ways. But the most important first thing to do is to separate. Separate. Acknowledge the pain, the distress, whatever it may be, sadness, anxiousness, worry, grief, overwhelm, self-deprecating, critical thoughts, whatever they be. Recognize the pain. So acknowledging the pain is the first step. So whenever we feel distressed, intensely distressed, the first step is to stop and to acknowledge the pain we feel. Not ruminate on it, obsess on it, magnify it, but to recognize we're feeling this way. For this exercise to work, you have to be willing to do the opposite to what you've done in the past. Instead of ruminate, obsess, instead of create more evidence to support a negative thought, you need to do the exact opposite. So the first step is to stop and take some deep breaths so you can acknowledge the pain that is happening. So stop, take some deep breaths. Acknowledge the pain that's happening. Label it in your mind. Label, put the labels on paper. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling loss. I'm feeling frustrated. I'm feeling anxious, hopeless. Label all the feelings. So stop and acknowledge the pain. Stop and acknowledge all the thoughts associated that are coming up with that pain. I feel like a complete failure. My life is a failure. I'm a bad mom. I can't do anything right. I never get ahead. I just want a break. I want to feel happy. Write all those thoughts down. All those beliefs down. Say them out loud in your mind. Out in the air. Acknowledge the thoughts. So stopping, taking deep breaths to notice the pain, label the pain. Notice where that pain is coming from. Where did it start? When did it start? How did it get so big? Notice when the last time you didn't feel it as intensely. What changed? Did you ruminate? Did you obsess? Did you find any evidence to challenge it? To acknowledge the loss. So the first step is to stop, take deep breaths, acknowledge the pain. The second step is to allow the pain to be there, but to be curious about the pain. The pain is a symptom of the thoughts. The pain is a symptom of an event. The pain is a symptom of the rumination, of the obsession on the thoughts. Notice the pain is also a symptom of the things you're doing or not doing to change it. So So stopping, taking some deep breaths, acknowledge the pain, allow the pain to be there. Don't dwell on it and obsess and make it bigger, but to notice where it started. Be curious about the pain. Accommodate the pain. Notice how it feels a certain way. But that's perception. That's not reality. Appreciate what that pain is telling you. What is it telling you you need? Need more love, time for yourself, to express the pain, someone to express it with, to acknowledge the loss, to acknowledge how difficult things have been, to acknowledge how you want them to be different and what you're going to do to make that happen. Acknowledge and appreciate what the pain is telling you you need, you want. And then acknowledge how you're going to make that happen. So those are the steps of the diffusion, and now we're going to do it. So we stop, take deep breaths, acknowledge the pain, label the emotions, label and notice the thoughts. Notice how you feel it in your body. Notice what you're doing or not doing. Allow it to be there, to take up space without changing it, as in without magnifying it, validating it, minimizing it, dismissing it. Just notice it as it is, not how your mind will change it. Don't attach any stories to it, such as, I've been this way my whole life, I'll be this way forever. That's attaching a story to the pain. So just notice it as it is, allow it as it is, accommodate it as it is, appreciate what the pain is telling you, that you're missing something, you're wanting something, you're longing for something. Observe what happens as you breathe through the pain as it is. Breathe through it until it changes in some way. Notice it, allow it until it changes in some way. And the P is to plan to respond to the pain with compassion. And plan to respond in the way pain in a way that's markedly different from the past. And when we do that, we tap into the wise mind. We have the emotional mind, which is our reactive self, that dwells and obsesses, that magnifies, that filters, that personalizes. That's the emotional, reactive mind. Then we have the opposite, which is the rational mind. The rational mind thinks through things but is separate from emotion. The rational mind can sometimes be devoid and detached, but it's a critical, analytical mind. When we do this exercise, we're trying to get to the middle, which is the wise mind that can both feel and problem solve, that can both notice, separate, and problem solve, that can both validate but not magnify, that can both feel but not magnify, dwell and obsess. We're trying to get to the wise mind instead of the emotional mind or just the rational mind. That's the objective with this exercise. So now what I'd like you to do is bring to mind a recent time when the emotions got really high, when the thoughts got really dark, when the behavior started to change, you noticed yourself sleeping more poorly, eating more poorly, doing less, the energy got depleted, the behavior started to change, the thoughts got dark and negative. The feelings got intense. Bring that situation back to mind. Notice when it started to change. Notice the first moment it started to change. When's the first moment it started to change? Maybe it moved from a 4 to a 5. Notice what you did or didn't do that made it move from a 5 to a 6. Maybe you dwelled, obsessed, ruminated. Maybe you went back in time, revisited an earlier injury and pain. Maybe you magnified. Notice what moved it from a 5 to a 6, from a 6 to a 7, from a 7 to an 8. Follow the progression. Notice what you were doing, not in a shaming way, but in an honest way. Notice what you did or you didn't do that made it worse. Do that in a way so you can learn to do differently in the future. Not that you did anything bad or wrong. This exercise is about noticing it and learning it. That's radical acceptance. In that moment, what was happening that made these feelings so big? What did you do or not do that made these thoughts so dark? What then did you add to it that made the behavior change? Radical acceptance is about being honest with how we made that one experience get bigger. So as you're remembering, as you're bringing that back to mind, let it get bigger. Let the emotions get intense again as they were. Notice everything you were feeling in your body. Notice everything you were doing or not doing. Notice all the thoughts as quick as they may have come. Notice it all, noticing what you were doing or not doing that made it worse. Label in your mind everything you were feeling, all the words that go with those emotions. Label in your mind all the negative thoughts you were having, as if you're writing them out on a piece of paper. What are all those negative, damning thoughts you are having? List them off. When the thoughts and the feelings got dark, overwhelming, intense, what did you do that added to it? Did you remember other negative events, negative thoughts, negative stories? Did you ruminate? Did you go on social media? What made it worse? In terms of the things you did or didn't do. Notice that now with a kind honesty. Not judging, not shaming, just notice what you did or didn't do. Now what I'd like you to do, As you recall all those things, imagine you're stepping outside of yourself and looking in. As you step outside of yourself and look in, I want you to make a purposeful effort to acknowledge the pain she's experiencing. Acknowledge that pain. Acknowledge her right to feel pain, whatever the pain may be. Validate her pain as if you're walking over to comfort her. Validate it for her. Comfort her. Acknowledge the pain to her. Give her permission to feel the pain as it exists originally, without obsessing, without ruminating, without adding other stories. Whatever the original pain was, give her permission to feel that original pain. It may have been sadness, deep loss. Whatever it may be, acknowledge for her that pain. Allow her, give her permission to feel it. Make room for the pain, the original pain. Not what she made it into in her mind. And then ask her, what is this pain telling her she needs? Okay, now with her, breathe through all those emotions, bringing that distress down in its own time, from that 8 or 9 down to a workable 5 or 6. Breathing through it, validating, acknowledging, allowing the pain. Make space for it, as much space as it needs. Allow it to be there. You don't need to change it into anything more, anything bigger. You don't need to attach it to anything else. Just feel that on its own. Sit there with her. Arm in arm, arm around her shoulder. You're with her. You're validating, acknowledging, allowing, accommodating, and appreciating what the pain is telling you. Breathe nice and deep and slow. Into 7, out to 11. Let the pain change on its own. Grow more separate. More distinct. Step outside of it. Ask yourself what you need. Take some time, breathe. Acknowledge pain. allow, accommodate the pain. Appreciate what the pain is telling you you need. Keep breathing. Keep stepping outside of it, looking at it from outside to in. What does she need? What does she want? What would help the most? Keep breathing. You want to get that distress down to a 5 or 6 where it's workable. When it's too high, we can become hijacked. We can't think straight. We don't respond well. We blow things out of proportion. We personalize. We mind read. We ruminate. We go to black and white thinking, all of which robs us of days, hours, weeks, robs us of time with our loved ones, saps our energy. We pay such a grand cost. We want to get it down to workable, a workable range, by validating, acknowledging, allowing, accommodating, appreciating the pain. So the first step in this exercise, whenever we feel high amounts of distress, is to stop, take some breaths, acknowledge pain, allow the pain, accommodate the pain, appreciate what the pain is telling us. Take deep breaths to do all that. Observe what happens as we sit with that, those 4 A's. To acknowledge, allow, accommodate, appreciate. Take deep breaths to get distance, to get perspective. Let that pain float away. Let it grow more distant so you can respond to it in a way that's more workable. We're not ignoring pain, minimizing, dismissing pain. We're just trying to get it down to a more workable level so we can address it in an adaptive and functional way. So now the last step in the exercise. Whenever we feel intense distress, is to go through these steps, to stop, take deep breaths, acknowledge pain, allow pain, accommodate pain, appreciate the pain. Observe what happens when we do all those things and breathe through the pain, getting it down to a more workable level. And then the P in stop is plan to respond to the pain in a way that's different than you may have responded in the past. If the tendency in the past is to ruminate, obsess, dwell, attach a negative story to it, it's always been this way, it'll always be that way. Whatever it is, plan to respond in a way that's markedly different, that's opposite. So whenever there's loss, whenever there's pain, we want to move through pain, move through grief by accepting, acknowledging, validating, accommodating the loss, appreciating what the loss is telling us. Life is short. Life is valuable. Life is difficult. Life is challenging. Many people have a difficult time, especially when parents aren't mature, emotionally available, critically demanding, and dismissive. To acknowledge your pain, acknowledge the loss, acknowledge the longing and the missing. Acknowledge the wishing and wanting, but knowing you can address that wishing and wanting. You don't need the wishing and wanting. You can take care of yourself. You can live in a different way than you experienced. So when you think back on this event, when you think back on this experience, you can grieve. You can acknowledge the loss, the pain, the upset, the frustration, the injustice, the unfairness, the difficulty, the longing. You can acknowledge it all. You can acknowledge that pain as you feel it in your body. You can accommodate that pain. You can appreciate what the pain is telling you. What can you learn from this loss? What can you learn from this pain? And as you move towards these emotions, walk towards them as they are, as they truly are, not as your mind makes them into by obsessing and ruminating and attaching it to other stuff. Acknowledge it for what it is in its purity. And plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than in the past. And plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion. Maybe putting your hand on your heart. Maybe validating your feelings. Maybe acknowledging how hard things have been and how much you're working. And how in small ways things are changing. And with that persistence, they'll continue to change. How you're choosing to live a different life than what you experience. Plan to respond in a way that shows the growth, acknowledges the growth and the changes. So plan to respond in a way that's different and opposite. Plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion without magnifying, ruminating, obsessing, going to black and white thinking, or wishing and wanting. So with that situation in mind, how could you have changed the course of that distress and how many hours and days it's robbed from you? If you were to do something markedly different as you look back now, what would it have been? That would have followed these steps. What would you have done? Problem solve that in your mind. Lots of people have loss. Great loss. Loss of people. Loss of opportunities. Loss of people grieve the parents they never had and wish they had. Lots of people grieve the struggles, the hurdles, the challenges they faced in life. Join those people. Acknowledge your pain, your losses. Acknowledge the difficulty. And make a commitment to yourself to somehow, in some way, each and every day, to live life differently than what you learned. So plan to address that pain differently. What can you do for you? What can you do for your family? What can you do for your mental well-being that shows that commitment to live differently? How can you show yourself more compassion and kindness? By acknowledging growth and change. Hand on your heart. Commitment to that determination. Show yourself that kindness and compassion. The same kindness, compassion and patience you show for your kids. Yes, we never do it perfectly for ourselves or others. But see the trying, see the resilience, see the determination. So when we can stop, when we're distressed, stop, take notice of the pain, acknowledge the pain, allow the pain, accommodate the pain, appreciate what the pain is telling you you need. Take some deep breaths and sit with that. Not going to our minds, but staying with the emotion, with the sensation, with the experience. And plan to respond in a way that shows ourselves compassion, kindness, acceptance. That plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than the past. So when you think about this experience, how can you respond in a way that shows yourself compassion? And how can you respond in a way that shows yourself, that is different, markedly different than you may have in the past? So as I'm quiet, just bring that to mind. Acknowledge how far you've come. You're alive today. You've weathered the storm of your childhood. And yes, like many with difficult childhood, it still causes us pain from time to time, especially when we have emotionally immature, unaware parents still involved in our lives, as many do. So the pain doesn't stop for many, but we can learn to respond to it differently. So you have weathered and are weathering the challenges of your childhood. You're learning from them. You're growing stronger. You're learning with your husband to communicate more clearly, to keep your emotions in an adaptable range, to show each other kindness and respect without harsh words, to come together, show forgiveness. With your children, you do your very best to be kind and patient, to help them learn words, to communicate feelings and what they need and their hurt, to ask for the things they need. You set boundaries with your children so they know the parameters, which creates sense of safety. You work on developing consistency. You think about your children's needs and how best to meet them. You strive to be a good parent despite the teachings you got in childhood. There's many, many, sadly enough, people like you in this world. There's lots of immature, emotionally undeveloped parents, and they do great harm. There's lots of adults recovering from those harms. And you can take solace in that comfort, that you're not alone. And you will find your way. And you will teach your children the same resilience that you have and that you're learning to build. That same determination to persist. Persist in your efforts, one day at a time, small ways, medium ways, big ways. And slowly with that persistence, each and every day, keeping it forefront in your mind, eventually you will see the successes grow stronger, and eventually they'll become permanent. This will be your new way of living. Less self-critical, more compassionate, more kind, more encouraging of yourself, of your husband, more acknowledging of your successes, of your own, of your husband, more positive, more energetic. These will become your reality with consistency and persistence. And you'll even forget one day you thought this way, felt this way, saw yourself this way. I've seen it time and time again. It takes persistence, determination. Each and every day, small ways, medium ways, big ways. So taking a moment as you're quiet to make a commitment to yourself to persist. To encourage yourself. To be your best coach. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return back to the room around you, feeling a little more energized, hopeful, positive than before.